From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Most of Europe's airspace is closed to planes because of an ash cloud from the volcano in Iceland. Hundreds of thousands of people are stranded around the world waiting for flights to resume. BBC weather forecaster Peter Gibbs says there's no way to tell when the volcanic eruption will end.
It's impossible to say how much longer this is going to last. We can only really go on a day-by-day basis in terms of the predictions. I mean, who knows? The volcano might switch off tomorrow, the next day, end of the week. It might carry on for weeks, as these things can. And, of course, we need a change in wind direction.
Two European airlines have tested several planes in the air over Germany and the Netherlands. Lufthansa and Royal Dutch KLM report none of their jets were damaged by volcanic ash. Ash can damage or destroy jet engines in flight. The flight restrictions have caused many world leaders to cancel plans to attend today's funeral of Poland's president. He died in a plane crash last weekend. Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw.
The bodies of the president, Lech Kaczynski, and his wife Maria are in Krakow for this afternoon's funeral. World leaders, including President Obama, were to fly to Krakow today for the ceremony. But as the volcano in Iceland shows no signs of stopping, 29 countries have canceled plans to fly, including the U.S. Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski said, given the circumstances, it is completely understandable not to fly. But other leaders in Europe, like the Prime Minister of Estonia and the President of Latvia, will be at the ceremony. They opted to drive. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
A published report says Defense Secretary Robert Gates has warned the U.S. must improve its plans to deal with Iran and its nuclear program. The New York Times reports Gates wrote up the warning in a memo to senior White House officials in January. The White House says the Times is wrong when it reports the memo prompted the Obama administration to reassess its options in dealing with Iran. Arizona's become the third state to allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer signed the legislation and said that it not only protects Second Amendment rights, but restores them. Under the new law, anyone over 21 will be able to carry without a permit, foregoing the background checks and classes now required. Critics worry that the law will lead to more accidental shootings because gun owners will not have safety classes. But supporters say they'll be able to protect themselves more easily from criminals. The law will take effect this summer. Alaska and Vermont are the only other states which allow concealed weapons without a permit. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The daughter of former President Lyndon Baines Johnson has been hospitalized. Lucy Baines Johnson is at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Her doctors say that she suffers from an autoimmune ailment. Johnson reported feeling extreme weakness in her arms and legs last week. You're listening to NPR News. The death toll from China's earthquake last week is past 1,700. The Xinhua News Agency updated the number of dead today as Chinese President Hu Jintao visits the damaged area. He's in the town of Jigu in Qinghai Province, where the earthquake magnitude was estimated at 6.9. South African soccer fans who've spent hours in line trying to get tickets for the opening game of the 2010 World Cup are out of luck. FIFA, the International Soccer Federation, says the game is sold out. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg.
FIFA says there are no more tickets for 29 of the 64 World Cup matches, including the opening game, the semifinal, and the final. That upsets South African fans who want to be in the stadium when their beloved Bafana Bafana takes on Mexico in the first game. Many people waited in line all night long this week, trying to get tickets as they became available over the counter here for the first time. But organizers experienced computer problems. Sales were excruciatingly slow, and many disgruntled fans went home empty-handed. Organizers say they are pleased with the results of the sales this week, a final campaign to unload some 500,000 tickets. Foreign demand has been less than expected. Organizers now count on South Africans to fill the stands. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
A Colorado pitcher's thrown the first no-hitter in this year's baseball Major League season. Ubaldo Jimenez of the Colorado Rockies struck out 7 batters. Rockies center fielder Dexter Fowler caught one. The Rockies beat Atlanta 4-0. Short work wasn't the story in St. Louis last night. It took the Cardinals 20 innings and nearly 7 hours to defeat the New York Mets 2-1. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.